Macmillan Audio presents Radicalized by Cory Doctorow. Read for you by Lamise Isaac, Myron Willis, Will Wheaton, and Stefan Rudnicki.
The way Salima found out that Belangism had gone bankrupt. Her toaster wouldn't accept her bread. She held the slice in front of it and waited for the screen to show her a thumbs-up emoji, but instead, it showed her the head-scratching face and made a soft brrrt. She waved the bread again. Brrrt. Come on. Brrrt. She turned the toaster off and on. Then she unplugged it, counted to 10, and plugged it in. Then she menued through the screens until she found reset to factory default, waited 3 minutes, and punched her Wi-Fi password in again. Long before she got to that point, she'd grown certain that it was a lost cause. But these were the steps that you took when the electronics stopped working, so you could call the 800 number and say, I've turned it off and on, I've unplugged it, I've reset it to factory defaults, and... There was a touchscreen option on the toaster to call support, but that wasn't working, so she used the fridge to look up the number and call it. It rang 17 times and disconnected. She heaved a sigh. Another one bites the dust. The toaster wasn't the first appliance to go. That honor went to the dishwasher, which stopped being able to validate third-party dishes the week before when Disher went under. But it was the last straw. She could wash dishes in the sink, but how the hell was she supposed to make toast? Over a candle? Just to be sure, she asked the fridge for headlines about Belangism.